USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is once again appearing to downplay comments President Biden made to reporters about the United States defending Taiwan should China invade. A statement was quickly put out that said Biden's comments don't reflect a change in U.S. policy. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacting to the president's comments.
If there's one thing he wasn't today, is clear. To say what he said would be a major policy change. It ought not to be done answering a question at a podium standing next to the Japanese Prime Minister.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Georgia officials credit the new state voting law that was derided by Democrats and President Biden as Jim Crow 2.0 as the driver behind record turnout at the polls for the 2022 primary elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.